The first story in today's international coverage takes us to France. That's where the G7, or Group of Seven Summit, is taking place. The leaders of these countries represent the seven largest economies in the world, and the reason they're meeting early this week is to discuss issues that affect those economies and the world in general. For instance, ongoing trade tensions between the United States and China, or a new trade agreement between the U.S. and Japan. That was announced over the weekend by U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. They said they'd reached a deal in principle on trade, including agriculture and internet business, and they expect to finalize it next month. The Group of Seven began as a group of six back in 1975. It included France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Canada was added the next year, and Russia was a part of the group starting in 1998. But the country was suspended in 2014 after it took over Crimea, a peninsula bordering the Black Sea. Other members of the group saw Russia's move as illegal. A topic that's been discussed this year is whether Russia should be let back in. U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks it'd be a positive thing if Russia once again made the G7 a G8. But some European leaders have disagreed with that. No formal plans been made on the issue. The Amazon rainforest has also come up as an international concern because of the wildfires burning there. Most, though not all, of the Amazon wildfires are in Brazil, and G7 leaders are discussing ways to both pressure Brazil to do more to stop the fires and offer help to the country in battling them. Brazil's government has sent tens of thousands of troops to fight the flames, and it's also hired hundreds of temporary firefighters to help. Burning in the Amazon is at its highest level since 2013, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says that though burns occur every year during the Amazon's dry season, this year's worse because of warmer than usual weather. But critics say his government's policies play a role.